Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest in High Point, North Carolina, is Jonathan Witt, who's vice president with Oriental Weavers. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm doing well this morning, Kemp. Thank you.
Good to be with you. I know you're in the middle of the market, and I couldn't make it this year. You agreed to be our correspondent. We'll talk a little bit about the show and a little bit about Oriental Weavers. The show started Saturday. Is you kind of halfway through, and this show's twice a year, right?
Yes, usually an April-October show, and it did officially start on Saturday, but one of the trends over the last couple of years, some of the larger retailers have been coming in earlier and earlier, so actually we had appointments starting last Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday tend to be big days for us, and then Saturday is when it officially opens, and you get more of the masses coming through the door.
Now, you know, several years ago, people were moving away from the High Point market and actually quit going. A little of the history on that. It's there because that's kind of the headquarters for the furniture market because, well, I mean, way back when, that's where furniture was made. And it looked like it was dying off, and now it's come back. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Sure. As you said, it was the headquarters for so many furniture companies and manufacturing facilities, and that's how High Point really got off the ground and became the furniture show for North America. And unfortunately, they really didn't have the infrastructure in place here to handle the show as it grew. So lots of us ended up renting houses. There was really no restaurants, no good transportation options. So it was tough for buyers. It was tough for vendors, but we don't mind. But it was tough for buyers to come, and you started to see that fall off. And the people that were in control of the market at that time tried to really step it up and do what they could to improve that situation, but it really became a softly attended market, especially when the Las Vegas Furniture Show started. People just started to gravitate towards, obviously, Las Vegas versus High Point, North Carolina, and it hurt them here for a while. That said, the group that runs the Las Vegas show came into town, and they bought up the majority of the buildings that are used for this High Point show and have really taken hold and done some major improvements, not only to the infrastructure of things, but also their marketing efforts and what they're doing to bring in buyers and interior designers. I have to give them kudos. They've done a great job, and this show is really back. The fortunate and unfortunate part is it's more shows for us because the Las Vegas show is primarily for Midwest, the West Coast dealers, and this show is more of a Southern and East Coast show. There's not a lot of overlap between the buyers that you see, but you get to see a lot of buyers. So they've done a nice job.
All right. So you have a permanent space there, don't you?
Yes.
So as part of this reaching the furniture market, now you just kind of need to be two places. You need to be in High Point for the eastern part, and you need to be in Vegas for the central and western part. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, the only real challenge is and product introduction cycle has changed a little bit because we used to always introduce product 4 to 6 times a year. But when it comes to these shows, since you're seeing really two different groups, it almost makes the most sense to introduce in January and July, where we can hit the Atlanta shows and the Las Vegas shows. And then, you know, 2 months behind that, the group that's coming to High Point sees the things that we have just introduced at the previous shows. So it's changed that cycle a little bit. But it's really a good show these days.
Okay. Critical question everybody wants to hear is what's the energy level? What's the tone of the market? I mean, we know we just got out of this crazy shenanigan up in Washington with a shutdown. Has that toned things down? Talk a little bit about this market this week.
You do feel a lot of energy. As I said, you get a lot of your larger multi-store retailers are coming in earlier and earlier. But Friday night, they have a nice kickoff event. And just all of the events that the market puts together with some of the larger suppliers, a lot of energy, and they've really done a great job with the entry points, the buildings and events that they're having. Energy has been something new, in my opinion, for High Point, and there's a lot of it. You mentioned the government shutdown, and frankly, I have not heard a single buyer say anything about the government shutdown.
How about that?
And really, people still sound very upbeat. This year, first 9 months, has been very positive for Oriental Weavers and for our buyers, based on the trends that we see. And I think people are cautious about comping against last year in this fourth quarter, because the fourth quarter of 2012 was really a turning point, I think, for a lot of us. It was a good time.
Let's talk about some macro trends that are affecting rugs. There's two, I think, big ones. One is the hard surface trend. I mean, people put a hard surface floor in. The next thing they need to do is buy a rug. And then the outdoor trend. Those are two areas that are really helping to step up the market, aren't they?
Yeah, Sure. Obviously, the hard surface trend is far and away been the biggest driver of the growth in area rugs, really, over the last 15 years. You know, people invest a lot of money in hardwood or tile that they're going to put on the floor, and it's beautiful. And they may think they don't even want a rug because they don't want to cover up this investment that they made. But once you live with it for a little while, it becomes pretty evident that maybe the floor is too hard, too cold. There's an echo, different things that people always want a rug. And that's one thing that we as a company have always tried to reinforce to flooring retailers, that you should be offering a rug, because if you're installing hard surface, that consumer is going to buy a rug somewhere, and they should be buying it from you. Don't send them elsewhere. So it's a huge, still a huge opportunity for flooring retailers that aren't in the area rug business. It's something that needs to be taken advantage of. So that's been a huge one. And then outdoor living, as we all see and probably personally experience, really, as the economy took the hit, so many more people were staying at home and entertaining themselves at home, and outdoor living became a huge part of that. And it's an extension now. It's not your backyard. It's an extension of your home. And the furniture and the accessories that people are putting outside every day, it's just a natural for area rugs to go down on the stamped concrete or the deck. And that business really began almost more of some of the faux sisal looks that were very, you know, basic beige, brown, black. And it's somewhat of a commodity business. We've taken that into some product categories where you have a lot of color, a lot of design, different texture, and at a great price. It's not a concern that if in 3 summers it's time to get a new rug, it's not a big deal. People have really gravitated to this outdoor market, and frankly, as we've added fashion to that business and different textural options, we've seen a trend where about 40% of our outdoor rugs are actually being used inside.
Real quick, just an update on Oriole & Weaver. Most people know the company's based in Cairo, Egypt. You got plants in 5 continents. Real quick, to tell us a little bit about Oriole & Weaver for those people that might not know about it.
Sure. Oriole & Weaver is the largest manufacturer of area rug in the world, far, far and away. Over the company's history, we have been 100% laser focused on area rugs, scatter rugs, accent rugs. As you know, over the past 3 or 4 years, we've entered into the hospitality business with OW Hospitality, and that is a super business, and it's a natural for us because our design team is so used to working with interior designers and with pattern and color. So that portion of our Axminster hospitality business is growing by leaps and bounds all over the world. And from an area rug perspective, we actually are centralizing and expanding even our production here in the U.S. for export. And we have some big plans to really centralize the brand, because as we've been the world's largest and we operate on 6 continents and have 17,000 employees, centralizing our marketing message globally had been a challenge. And in this environment, we know today that the globe is smaller and smaller, tied by one big fiber optic cable called the internet. So we're taking the lead here, the U.S. team, to kind of rebrand and message the company around the globe.
Well, Jonathan, I appreciate you spending time with us. So we've been talking to Jonathan Wendt, who's vice president at Oriole & Weaver, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.